Say hello to our next contestants, Peter Coles and Alex Gelman. Both of you have pretty fascinating jobs. Peter works for a tech startup that creates jewelry. That sounds amazing. Give me a current project.
Yeah, so we make jewelry. It's called Ringly. It connects to your phone. So you can actually put your phone away, put it in your purse, in your bag, and then when you're hanging out with your friends, having fun, and trying to not be a jerk checking your phone all the time, you can just know if you're getting phone calls or texts on your ring.
Because it will light up?
It will do a vibration, and it will do a light.
Yes!
Do you get to say, hey, everybody, excuse me, my phone is ringing.
You thought of that? You thought of that joke?
Yes.
Yeah. And Alex, so you work at the Museum of Math.
I do.
What is the exhibit that's not to be missed?
I would say it's the old standby at the museum, which is our square wheel tricycle. So there's a circular track made up of all these curves, and you get on a tricycle made up of three square wheels, and you ride around, and you have a nice, smooth ride.
Oh, and everyone's like, how is it possible?
Yeah. A lot of people call me a heretic a lot all day.
Really?
Yeah, it's really rare.
That says a lot about the people that go to the Math Museum.
Mostly Amish.
Heretic.
Yeah. A lot of Puritans. But, you know, New York, right?
All kinds
you
come
never
together.
Know. Right.
Jonathan, you've got some solid, smart contestants here.
Yes.
What are you going to do to them?
Well, this game is called Palindromes Simordnilap. Do you get it? Puzzle Guru Archung, what could that possibly mean?
Well, as you know, a palindrome is a word or phrase that reads the same backwards and forwards, like noon or a race car. A simordnilap, which is palindromes backwards, actually is a word that forms a different word backwards. So the word repaid backwards is diaper.
Heretic!
Some kind of witch?
It's magic. Word magic.
Can't put a word backwards and make another word. That's impossible.
Yes.
In this game, we will give you mashed up clues to a simordnilap and its reverse word, and you have to give us both words. And here's the big hint. If you know one word, you can probably figure out the other. All right, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Let's do it. Jinx. It's the excessively proud soft tissue around your teeth. Peter.
Gum, mug, your mug gum.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what we're looking for.
Really? Oh,
I know.
Smug gum.
Alex?
Smug gums.
Smug gums is correct. It's the location in a cupboard or cabinet where the dog trainers keep their sausages. You're never going to get this in a million years. Peter.
It's the reward drawer.
It sure is. Wow. It's another name for a female opera singer or temperamental pop star who is very enthusiastic. Alex.
Avid diva?
Avid diva, you got it. If you disdainfully spurn the dinner rolls, you're doing this. Peter.
You're snubbing the buns.
Well,
yes,
sure enough.
But just make it so that it's a palindrome and a simordnilap, please.
Oh.
Just forget about the gerund. I shouldn't have phrased it in terms of a gerund. Peter,
bun
say snub buns. Say snub buns.
Snub buns. Yeah.
Snub buns, okay. Correct. It might be ancient Latin for therefore Shrek. Alex.
Ogre.
Here you go, ogre. You got it. This is your last clue. 2 years later. This sweet food course was feeling a lot of pressure after dinner. Alex.
Stress dessert.
That's right. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Oh, it was a tough game, but Alex, congratulations. You're moving on.
Coming up, we'll talk to Titus Burgess, whose role on 30 Rock as the queerfectionist DeFuan led him to star in the new Netflix series Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.
fascinating transition.
Damn it!